Welcome to Hand the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football and really a lifestyle podcast. We're hitting this on Thursday. We're back on schedule, fellas. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
Great to be here. Thank you for accommodating my schedule. That's why we were off schedule. So sorry.
It's all good. Hey, man. Hey. It's okay. It's not your fault.
Thank you. I mean, it kind of was, but thank you.
It's fine.
Calm down, son. It's okay.
Calm down. It's okay. God, I thought he was going to miss that one. Michael Serber, a.k.a. L underscore Serberino, vocalist for the Killer Ants. Make sure you pick it. Where, can they get it yet?
No.
Not yet? Okay.
It's good not deal. Mixed or mastered yet, but we're getting there. Okay. There will be an announcement.
Okay, good deal. So, I'm going to do this at the top of the show because I'm about to put my stuff in today, player. Homefieldapparel.com. That is where that's where you should get your gifts. That's where I'm getting my Christmas gifts for my mom, my dad, and my brother. Shout out to having those HBCUs on there. My brother went to A&T. That's an HBCU. If you don't know that, North Carolina A&T. Shout out to the Aggies. They have them there. I'm getting shirts for my nephew and my niece. A&T shirts, kid sizes, bang, bang. And then, of course, my mom wants the black ECU hat. I'm going to get my dad a no quarter shirt. I know he's going to listen to this. It's not a spoiler. We don't do surprise gifts in my family. We look stuff up. We make sure that they're going to like it, and then we go and do it. But Home Field Apparel, hit D24. Come on, let's go.
Save that money, son.
50% off your very first order with that promo code, hit D24.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, it's hoodie season. Like,
yeah. It is.
The hoodie game at home field is so, so, so strong.
My wife loves them.
They're soft and fluffy, but, like, the other thing is, like, I think they're flattering hoodies. I'm going to say this. This may be a hot take. A hoodie can be a very unflattering piece garment. You know what I mean?
That is a take because they all look good.
I think some hoodies, you know, by some other companies who I wouldn't name here,
sure,
They can look a little baggy, bulky, and just sure, like a bit of a mess. Homefield Apparel's hoodies are not like that. Homefield Apparel's hoodies are fashionable. They have the coolest designs, and like I said, they're so, so soft and warm. I don't even wear a jacket when I take the dogs out when it's cold. The Homefield hoodie is so warm. So I usually just rock that when I take the dogs out.
There we go.
Who let the dogs out? Even
yeah.
Who?
Well,
who?
We're about to find out who let the dogs out because Georgia. When you listen to this, we'll be after Georgia and Texas. Oh, by the way, use code HIT D24. We'll be when you listen to this, it'll be after Texas takes on Georgia.
Yeah, man.
You know what? We're not going to talk about championship weekend because it's going to be already passed. We'll react to it next week, but. And we'll react to the playoff selection, which I don't need to get into. The only thing for me is I don't care if Alabama gets in. Like, I truly don't.
A lot of people do, man. People are very emotional about Alabama.
People are idiots, Hartzell. People don't understand anything about anything.
Let me ask you something.
They're just like, I'm tired of seeing Alabama.
You're tired of seeing Alabama. That's great. Okay, win. More games.
Yeah, why don't you win more fucking games?
Also, if it's December and you're still upset about the notion of a 9-3 SEC team getting in, like, you could have seen this coming in August, man. Sorry. Not sorry.
There's going to be multiple three-loss SEC teams in, potentially.
Yeah, if Georgia loses, yeah. Bingo.
South Carolina might get in. That shit ain't over yet, dog.
So I guess I just don't have, like, I've got other stuff going on. My cousin is coming from Florida for a week.
Oof.
No, it's not bad. That's not bad. It's not bad. That's a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing. My cousin's coming. She's staying with my brother.
Oh, well, then it is a good thing. That's awesome,
I think she might stay one night with me because my brother, they do a big, like, family thing. And I think she might, I don't know if she's going to be comfortable with it. So she might stay with me that night or she might stay with my dad. Yeah. And then we're doing Christmas at my dad's house. The only thing, I just want to make sure, she has a little kid, like a baby, basically. And I just want to make sure that kid gets a good, like, Christmas gift from me. But yeah, like I got other stuff going on. And again, Hartzell, you and I, we talked about the schedule of the playoffs. And
God damn it.
Get them, Wayne. Get them, Wayne.
They are working hard to make this a full like month of stuff. This is like, if you know what the playoff feels like? It feels like Spirit Week at your kid's school.
Oh, no. That resonates, man.
You know it's real, though.
Yeah. And I very much know it's real, sadly.
Yeah. So, it is... This is the first week we didn't have any Spirit Week stuff.
That's a win.
Of the year.
Oh.
No book fair. No dress like your favorite person from literature. No dress like the job you want. We didn't have, you know, wear your favorite insert school mascot gear. No, like, we didn't have any of it this week. Just go to school. Go to school. No, like, who's your favorite player? College day. Like, I mean, the amount of Spirit days. And I did participate. Actually, that's wrong. We did have a Spirit Week this week. And I participated in it. We had Hungry Howie's day.
Mm.
And what I have to do is I order my Hungry Howie's online. So I get all my Howie points. But I call them. And there's two things I ask for. Do you know what they are?
I don't know.
One is, can you double cut the pizza?
Mm.
I found that I like, unless I'm in New York City, I'd rather just have the pizza double cut.
Okay.
They're easier to eat. They go down. I mean, they're like glizzies at that point, right? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean... And it's also for children, correct? That's why you're double
cutting. Well, I'm double cutting all pizza. That's not from New York City at this point. Oh, wow.
All pizza. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm double cutting it all. Because it's just easier. It goes down easy. That's why I said it's like a glizzy. Like you just, unless I'm getting a slice that's foldable. Unless I'm getting a foldable slice.
What was that sound effect again?
What are you going to ISO that now?
No, I wanted to make sure I heard it right.
Yeah, unless I'm getting a foldable slice, I might as well just have a bunch of smaller slices.
I respect it.
And
I still don't really fuck with Hungry Howie's like that, dude.
I think you're sleeping on it, or you guys have a bad one. Ours is good.
Not all Hungry Howies are created equally. Remembering the days of my off-campus UNCG Hungry Howies and how hard that slapped. And that's not just because I had weed for the first time. But this one here, the one on Country Club in Winston, it leaves a lot to be desired.
All right. Thank you for confirming that.
Hartzell, there's one like at the end of 158, you know, like headed down Peters Creek when it becomes 158. There was one down there. I used to fuck with that one pretty hard when I lived on that side of town. It was good, but the Country Club one is not what you want.
Not it. Okay.
Yeah, so ours is pretty good. Like, I'll put it this way. People that live in million-dollar homes buy pizza from this Hungry Howie's.
Yeah.
Like, I think they know what they're doing.
You guys got that place down there. I saw the place in Virginia Tech that was like Johnny... something another. There's a Johnny something another in Charlotte too, and that's supposed to be really good.
Yes, I think there's one in Raleigh as well.
Yeah, they're like a chain. It's the last name is different at every location, I think.
Yeah. So I, but if it's an adult night and we're gonna have pizza and do like not an adult movie like in a porno way, but like. Watch a movie for like where the adults... Like a Skinamax,
no penetration show.
No, like if we're going to watch like... If we were going to have people over and watch The Godfather...
Calm down, it's okay.
If we're going to watch like, you know, like a movie for parents. not a kid's movie. I would order from like Tony's. Tony's, but guess what Tony's does? They do a New York slice.
Hey, we got the big slices here.
Yeah, I would do that. I would do the big slices.
We don't do double cuts.
I don't need them to do double cut. I'll fold that slice over. Bang, 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 bang. We're good to go.
Do that.
Was that offensive? Was that offensive?
I think it might be offensive what you're doing.
Hey, forget about it. I'm sorry. I'm from the city.
I mean, you are from. It's okay. You're from a city.
He's from a city.
A city.
Hartford took me to some badass pizza in his city one time. It was.
Oh, Antico, yes.
Antico, yeah. Hard.
Yeah, but if it's a red wine pizza night, I'm going to Tony's.
Yeah, forget about it.
Michael has to do a signing day show and doesn't have the time to make homemade pizza like he does every Wednesday, I'm going Hungry Howie's, and I'm going to make sure my kid, she is now, they have these coupons at her school. It's kind of like Book It. You remember that?
Do I remember that? Do we remember Book It? You're talking about one of the great highlights of my youth.
We've talked about Book It many times on this podcast. It's a fabled legend.
So for Hungry Howie's, it's not Book It, but it's like, it's for like being good.
Nerds.
Like citizen, oh, for sure. What? Do you know what my kid does every morning on the way to school?
Nerd.
She reads a book.
Yeah, I got a big reader. I
it's good. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's great.
There's nothing wrong with being. I'm a nerd. I'll admit that.
I am decidedly not.
You're
not even. I don't think anyone.
You're a weirdo. You're a freak.
You're a different type of nerd. Yeah, you are.
I'm a freak.
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
What the hell are you doing here?
You're a recruiting nerd. You're a football nerd. You're a gardening nerd. You're a cooking nerd. You're a nerd.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a researcher with respect to cooking and gardening. Yeah. I like to know what's going on. But with respect to recruiting, I'm not going to say I backed off of it, but man, it's become increasingly difficult. And to what end? Right? Mm. To what end? Because I had to do a show last night. Originally, they wanted it to be 2 hours. We got it down to 1 hour. But to what end? Like, the shine's kind of come off the apple. It sucks for me because that was kind of, you know, how I made, like, you know, money to feed my family. But it's like there are like so many different things, and in the middle of the day yesterday, Cerber and in Hartzell, I'm preparing for a show, and I was like, oh, let me double check what's going on ESPN, whatever show they had on was on, Double Take or something, I don't know. And then same thing with Fox. Yep, same thing with Fox Sports, with FS1. Same thing with ESPN2. They had their like Double Dribble show or whatever. I don't know the name of these shows because I don't watch them. And then I flipped over and I was like, oh, you know what? Let me check the conference networks. Big Ten showing a replay of a game. SEC replay of a game. ACC replay of a game. I said, okay, maybe it's a little too early. Flip back to ACC after I get some prep work done. I see Roddy. I'm like, oh, they got to be talking recruiting.
Yo, what up, Hot Rod?
Hot Rod's there. Hot Rod is on the ACCPM or whatever it's called, and they're talking about the SEC ACC basketball thing, like challenge, right?
Yeah, the right. ACC got curb stomped in. Tough, yes. Tough scene.
Yeah, it was so tough in the upstate when Kentucky got their shit blown away.
Yeah.
Number four, Kentucky, huh?
They miss Coach Cal, clearly.
Guess they miss Cal.
So I go to Channel 384. That's SEC Network. It's Feinbaum. Feinbaum, what is he talking about? Playoff? Mm-hmm. Okay, I get to the Big Ten, and the Big Ten is talking recruiting, but they're only doing it with the coaches that are giving them, like, class breakdowns. And that's later in the day. That's at 4:30 or 5. And I'm like, hang on a second. Let me go to, so I go to NBC Sportsnet. No, I go to, and so I go, I run through all the channels again, like in reverse order. And I'm like, oh, whoa. So I email my producer and I'm like, hey man, this is rough. Because I've been preparing and trying to put together like winners and losers and all this stuff. Signing day has had, it's not that it's taken a step back. I think it's taken a step away from a lot of these high school kids. And I know we'll redo this on College Sports Now. People will get it a lot earlier, but I guess this is a great way for me to iron this out, which I already did last night anyways, but so I know what I'm talking about. So I'd rather have you guys talk about it than me, because I know I'm going to talk about it again anyways.
I mean, my only takeaway is Clemson's class sucks ass.
isn't it better, though, that we're getting high school kids scholarships before the portal opens up and transfers are gobbling those scholarships, those roster spots? Or am I mistaken?
Is it?
Here's the thing.
It's out of one hand into the other. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. The student athletes are not the
UNC signed here. Six kids.
That's a small class.
They don't have a coach.
No, they don't. Not yet, but they may by the time this episode comes out.
Sure, but when they get a coach, what's going to happen? Because this is the part I don't think enough people think about. They think about a head coach, right?
Yep.
What about everybody else? So, and here's the thing. If a kid signed at NC State or a kid signed at Virginia Tech, kid signed at UVA, kid signed at South Carolina, kid signed at Tennessee, or kids, and that coach is like, oh, I can get an OC job instead of just being a defensive tackle coach or defensive line coach. I can get an OC job at UNC. I'll take that job. And now what is he going to do? Try to bring those kids with him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the problem. That's what sucks.
The measuring stick for success is going to be so off.
Yeah.
Forever now. Like, I just... It's going to be so difficult to do what Alabama or Clemson or even Georgia right now is doing long term, I think. Unless you're literally Georgia or Alabama. There's going to be very, like, very few people have the resources to fully pull off this, like, full spectrum recruiting year in, year out and not miss. We're going to see a lot of what happened to Florida State, I feel like, with the way yes. the system currently works. Like, undefeated, tremendous season, maybe a little let down at the end, and oh, the entire team is gone, now you're 2-10.
And it's hard, and it's really, like, the thing that I think about is, like, the recruiting, yeah, like, when you're recruiting, I was filling out the voicemails. When you recruit, you do want to build this relationship. You do want to have this understanding. You do want to have all these things. But the real recruiting is, it starts when they're on campus. Like, you have to make sure that these kids want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure they want to stay.
It's really out of the coaches' hands, too. Do you not feel like that way?
Well, Brian Kelly brought up NIL.
I feel it's out of the coach's hand a lot.
I don't think it's out of the coach's hand.
I think the coach has any pitch that's going to make a difference for 85% of the students.
And I do. I think that...
Okay.
I think that how you treat kids, I think being conscious of, like, and being... like working with intent with guys, showing them how they're getting better, showing them the metrics on whether it's a speed improvement or understanding of the game. I do think that players still respond to that. There will, and I think it's flipped. I think there's 50% of guys that are going to just only respond to the money.
That's still a huge number.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I don't think it's 85% of kids only care about the money. I think there's way more that care
that's
about where
probably
they're
going an exaggeration.
To so to me, I think it. But the thing is, there's a lot of coaches that don't have that intent, that don't act intentionally. The coaches are there for the money and the glory, yeah. And I think that's a bigger problem than the players. If you can create a situation where guys want to be there, where, and here's the way that I put it, it's not just the players that you just brought in, it's the players that are older. If the older players are demonstrating a behavior that it's worth it to stay, if they're if they're making those players feel like they're involved in the process, if they're making all that happen, I think that you're going to have a higher retention rate. And retention rate is what matters. Also, staff retention rate matters. Can you retain your staff? Can you make sure that, like, this quarterback has the same offensive coordinator for more than two seasons or more than one season at that? Those are the things that you have to work on. And I think that's the part that's going to be far more difficult. But I am putting that ball in the coach's court, not in the player's court. You have to make guys want to stay, which means you have to build up the value of what you're teaching them. You have to make them feel valued. I mean, it's the same as like a fucking marriage, right? Like, it's the same as any relationship. You have to make your partner feel like you care about them. The difference is they've got 105 partners now. And you have to make sure that you do give them time so that, like, they don't think the grass is always greener on the other side. And I think that is important. Like, that's the thing I'm super passionate about, is making sure that these players feel like they matter. And, like, I'll use, like, a real life, like, this is my story. I was going to transfer from UNC.
Where are you going to go?
I was going to go to Howard.
Nice.
Yeah. I was going to go to Howard for two reasons. One, I was going to play almost immediately because it was down to FCS. And two, I never even told my parents about this. And two, one of my best friends in the world was this guy Nick Cangelosi. He transferred after his first year because he was getting no reps at quarterback. He transferred to Georgetown. I was like, oh, we'll be close. And I'll be close to my family that's in Delaware. Okay, no problem. And what UNC did for me, a combination of Coach Holiday, who Coach Holiday is the first person that ever got me into therapy. I didn't even know this. I'm not going to say whip on my back, but he called my mom and was like, Michael needs, like, help.
Calm down. It's okay.
No, I'm being serious. Like, for real. Like, and they got me into therapy, which really helped with, like, my depression of not getting in the game. And then they also gave me a job. And giving kids jobs, giving them value, and I'm not talking about working at Pantano Bob's. I'm talking about, like, gave me, like, I started running walkthrough at practice. And I started running scout team defense, running the secondary for scout team defense. And it gave me purpose. It helped me adjust my expectations of what things were, because I lost my defensive coordinator that recruited me. I lost my defensive backs coach that recruited me, and guys were brought in they didn't know me from Amos, and I wasn't a super famous guy. Hell, I lost my number to a guy that was a 4-star recruit. Shout out Martell Thatch. So you have to create value for these players. You have to create situations where they do feel like they matter. And UNC, I will say this, they did a really good job of that for me. So that's all I'm saying. Like, you have to care. You have to care. I got super depressed. I missed a few workouts. And the strength coach called my dorm room and was like, what's going on with you? You need to be here. This is the best place for you. And then I got there. We worked out that day. And then after that, they were like, listen, you're going to go meet up with this lady, Michelle Johnson. You're going to go up there and you're going to go talk to her about what's going on with you. And that's when I first started going to therapy. It's a real thing, man. Like, I'm being serious. Like, and you got to do that with these kids. You have to. But the thing for me is not that you have to do it. It's that you, and this is something I take from my dad. You have to want to do it. And I don't know how many of these coaches want to do that.
That's well said. Isn't that also part of the reason, though, Felder? You think that some of these older legacy coaches are like, that combined with NIL, combined with the portal, combined with everything else that involves being a college football coach, some of these older guys are just like, I'm out, man. Like, I'm good.
Well, I think they're tired.
Yeah, sure.
Like, when you have to do more, you get tired. Like, I get tired. Like, the energy that I used to have before I had a kid, one kid, not a hundred kids.
Yeah,
one kid.
Yeah, I get it. That part, very relatable. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I used to stay up all night and, like, be grinding over this and rewatching games. And now I'm like, man, I got to get that done in the morning, because at night, after you do reading time, bedtime, dinner time and before bedtime, and then, like, just talking and interfacing, and then trying to go work out and try to get this in and make sure you hit all your deliverables, like, it's more work. You're tired. So I think the older, like, coaching is becoming a younger man's game. I think that's a better way to put it than these guys are, like, tapping out because it's too much work. I think they're tired.
I mean,
it's exhausting.
Yeah, I think even, like, I can only speak because I pay most attention to the Clemson, like, from the Clemson perspective. Like, I think Dabo's fucking tired. I think that the things that used to work there aren't working anymore. And, like, we've now seen Troy Stellato stay. I wasn't getting better there, so I'm transferring. And I felt disrespected. That's what he also said.
I brought that up, right?
I might have been off mic when you said that.
I brought up development, showing guys where they're getting better.
Oh yeah, Nate Wiggins in the NFL had some comments this year that was like, you know,
making guys feel like they matter.
Yep. Who transferred? There was a dude that transferred, Makuba, who's at Texas now. He was like, I wasn't getting any better. Didn't feel like it was a place for me. Clemson's about to. I truly feel Clemson's about to fall off a cliff.
Hey, they might be falling off the cliff as the reigning champs of the ACC. We'll just have to see.
Sure, they might. And it's probably not going to be next year, but, like, within the next 3 years, like, I think a lot of stupid Clemson fans think they've fallen off the cliff because they're winning 9 games a season now. They weren't around for the 1990s. They weren't. That's what is going to happen. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Hartzell, what do you think about that? You think Clemson's going to drive their car off the cliff?
No.
Okay.
But
is that a function of Clemson or a function of everybody else?
If they're no longer in the ACC in like 3 years, then I could see that being, you know, bye-bye. Drive off a cliff worthy. Sure.
Yeah. Well, the ACC needs to exist in 3 years anyways, right?
It'll exist, but it may have, like, JMU in it, you know? It may just, you know, ECU's going to be in the ACC, right? Like, it's just going to look different.
We'll see what... Ooh, big talk, big game. I know we have voicemails. Do we have those?
I have lots of voicemails. I believe 6 in the hopper. So, you know what?
Calm down. It's okay.
We good, dog.
Okay. So, here's what I'm going to say. Where are we at with Christmas trees?
Don't have one yet.
Serbs?
We have our Christmas tree up in the living room. You know, we're a fake tree house.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I wish we did real tree, but that's not what we do. And then that's not how we gets down. And
that's not how it gets down.
Yeah. And we have a little living room, like tiny tree, like a snow tree that she put up and decorated that she likes, that she's got like next to the table that has her Christmas Village stuff on it. Yo, we got a dope-ass Christmas Village edition at the Lowe's. It's a gas station with a sign that spins on it.
My grandma was a big Christmas Village lady.
So was mine.
Was I allowed to touch it ever? No.
Mm-mm. Look at it. It's pretty, ain't it? Don't touch it.
Do not touch it. Obviously, we've had this discussion for previous years. I am not a Christmas guy. But taking people behind the curtain, we did have a small break. And then what I did during that break is I had to find the Christmas tree bag. And I took out all the Christmas tree stuff that my wife needs to decorate the tree this weekend. We are getting a tree on Saturday morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fraser fir, eh?
Yes.
Beauty.
And
do you like the tree part of it at all, Felder, or no? Still no.
No.
Because it's work that you got to do.
This is the extent of Christmas for me is I pay for things.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That aren't for me.
Cook.
I cook.
You like doing that, though. That's the good part for you,
that's
right?
And having drinks, yes, that's it. Those are the two. You know when I do those things, though, also?
with the end of Christmas, like Christmas Day. Well, yeah, no, Thanksgiving. We've been over Thanksgiving. Right. Goat holiday for Felder. Felder number one with a bullet. Thanksgiving boy.
Like the two things I like about Thanksgiving, I still do on Christmas, but then there's other stuff. But that's I'm not complaining about Christmas. I'm not allowed to complain about Christmas anymore. Between my dad and my aunt and my wife, I'm not allowed to complain about Christmas anymore.
That's not how it gets down.
Yeah, I know.
Good call. That's not.
So I'm not going to do it.
He don't complain. You know what we're talking about, Felder? We're talking about how you're looking forward to having some drinks and cooking a little bit of grub for your fam at Christmas time.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to cook because we've got to go to my dad's for Thanksgiving.
Christmas, and you're not traveling with food, Felder. Michael Felder's food is best served fresh.
But I'll cook when we get home. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing.
Going to get some cooking in.
I might make like a cheesecake or something. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. But we're going to get I went and I got all the ornaments out. But the two things I needed were the tree stand and tree stand like I'm shooting deer, but like my Christmas tree stand. And I needed the tree bag. So I got the tree bag. We had one left over from last year. So on Saturday morning, we're going to wake up. I don't have to go do anything. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to make breakfast for them. And then my kid has piano. I am going to walk to piano, get my miles in. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to drive to the Christmas tree lot that we go to. Shout out to Simpsons. And pick out a tree. I will get the tree off the. Yeah, I'm not. By the way, I don't know if this is blasphemy or not, but I'm not a huge fan.
I don't think that's. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
I liked it. I haven't watched it in 20 years, but it's amazing that it's still.
I know people that still watch it.
Oh, I'm sure. There's some diehards.
Like I just said, I'm not a fan. But we're gonna go to the Christmas tree lot, pick out a Christmas tree. How long do you let your tree settle, Hartzell?
So I might need some callers to chime in on this.
Sure.
336-448-3607. I am in the process of losing a lifelong battle to the women in my family about real tree versus fake tree.
You're about to have to buy like a high priced fake tree?
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, I think I might have already lost it. Like, the days of real tree might be over for me.
Can I give you a? Can I?
You
take
can't buy a. You can't buy a fake tree right now.
Because they're too expensive.
Yeah,
I mean,
fake tree. That's a summertime thing.
Okay, well, that may be my argument for like, hey, this is the last year
for this year. Yeah, here's my thing, Hartzell. You lost that argument, that battle, that war. The day you got married.
Yeah, I mean she's definitely leading the charge.
Why do they want to
continue this forever?
Because they're tired of the mess,
the upkeep, the mess.
You don't do the sweeping, which that offends me more than anything because I'd be doing some sweeping.
I was gonna say, do you not clean up and do the watering?
I mean, I set up the tree. I also down the tree. Like
That's not what I said. Both of those things are not what I said.
I do the things. Like, that's yes, I will refill. I will top off the water because one of our cats will drink that water on the rag, dog.
That's not good for them.
Well, no. They're fine. I mean, Fat Fat's thriving. Don't worry about her. But my point is, like, chalk this up in the loss column. It's coming.
Get it in the summertime. Get it, you know what? Get it in spring. Get it right, like, after Christmas, going in, like, February.
Okay. I mean, that's a good
Those argument. Things are on discount. Deep discount.
Deep discount.
Yeah, but discount. But if you want to be Tom Petty, you could let her buy it now and then just, you know, ensure that in the summertime y'all walk past some fake Christmas trees or just, like, be like...
That are on deep discount.
How cheap they are now, you know?
Right.
Just, you know...
My mom
If you're trying to be, you know, learning to fly, free falling.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing there.
You won't back down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do that.
If you want to be Magic and be Petty Hardaway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Get out on the racetrack and be a little Richard Petty.
Yeah, or Kyle Petty even.
Hell. Kyle Petty for sure.
Yeah.
Get your Hot Wheels ready, bud.
If you want to be like Abraham Lincoln and be on the petty coin.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Get yourself a petticoat for Christmas.
Yeah, you got it. Listen, you better listen. Stay out from underneath them petticoats, though.
Be better.
What a run.
That was you reminded me of South Carolina quarterback Phil Petty just down the field.
Yeah.
All right, it's over now. We're moving on.
We're moving on.
Petty, Hartzell.
Okay. We're getting our Christmas
sucks
tree.
Sucks about the tree.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah. I mean, I wish we didn't have a tree if we're being honest. Nope. You know what? No. Stop, Mike.
That's not how it gets down.
Don't worry. You know what I have right now? I have a sheet of paper that sits on the bar at my house where I write down things that I want to say, and then I don't say them.
We don't need a tree. Could be one of those things.
Yeah, I already said it, but it's fine. My wife's never going to hear this. Them, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's fine. But I also already... How far are you on your Christmas list?
I ain't done nothing.
Okay.
But I was told that, like, I was told by, you know, we down through the grapevine, like, don't get people anything because they ain't getting me anything. And then they feel bad. And so, I mean, I don't want to make anybody feel bad. So, I mean, I'm not doing much Christmas shopping. It's all about Chelsea and my nieces this year in that case. My sister, I'm going to get her something. Should I get my brother-in-law something?
Fuck no. What?
Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure, dog. Because Chelsea always gets something for our sister-in-law, her brother's wife. I'm like, what do I do?
That's from both of y'all.
Yeah, it's from both of us. But she's not getting him a gift. I don't think I'm going to get it. Like,
he's an adult man.
He's an adult man. Like, I don't
expect
gifts from other people.
You know
people.
What he does? He buys it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't expect gifts from people, so I don't want to force a gift upon this man that he then has to hide or pretend like he uses every time he sees me.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, fuck that.
I'm just making sure.
No,
Hartzell, why are you laughing?
I just think it's, I love Felder's conviction in, hell no, you shouldn't get your brother-in-law anything.
Okay. I'm going to get my sister-in-law a gift.
I take Felder seriously. He's a good gift guy.
But
Christmas
her gift
stuff
is
aside,
bundled
he's
in.
Good at that.
Her gift is bundled in with her kids' gifts and my brother's gift. That's bundled in. That's one thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't be nasty.
Don't be nasty. So, no, absolutely not. Are you kidding? Now what are we doing? Expanding the gift-a-sphere? Where does it stop?
Stop the madness.
Where does the gift-a-sphere stop?
I mean, we're not doing Christmas presents.
Who?
The three of us.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Mm-mm. That would feel like you're doing a crime against me to make me do a crime against you.
Love it.
Yeah, no, absolutely
now,
not.
Now, if you say something, I'm going to be real, we all know that this is going to happen. If you say something about the kids, they're going to get you a gift for the kids. You guys have done that. The singing microphone thing.
Yeah, that's still
that controversial.
The bar.
Come on. The walkie-talkies.
Let that girl
sing. She had
it sing,
for 25
man.
Minutes.
Let that girl sing.
Let her sing.
Dude, we had to put another toy underneath the bar, too.
What was it?
This stegosaurus that will not stop roaring.
Wow. I like a steg, though. That's a cool dinosaur.
It's cool. Won't shut up.
Yeah, man. My dinosaurs didn't make sounds.
Good. Great.
Kids
the quieter,
today.
The better.
Kids today, man.
No, we're getting a Christmas tree.
Got buttons.
Christmas. I took out all the ornaments.
Whippersnappers.
By the way, and I will say this for anyone that whippersnappers, good grief. No, I took out all the ornaments.
You said good grief. Come on.
But I have the tree bag. I have the stand. And Once the tree is picked out, which I will probably do because it seems like both of my girls have like wonky eyes. I will pick the tree out, something that's even, something that fits into the space that we have. We've had multiple times where they've tried to pick trees that just will not fit.
It's tough.
I will pick the tree out. I will put the tree, by the way, here's a pro tip. I like to put the tree in the stand outside.
Hmm. And then bring it into the house?
And pro tip, I use a tree bag.
Yes.
So a tree bag goes in. It's a big, huge plastic bag. Holds up to a 9-foot tree. I put that in the bottom. I tighten it up. I don't care if it's straight. I put the bag all the way over the tree. Then I bring it in the house. You know what we don't have? Needles everywhere. Get it up the stairs. Get it to where it sits. Unleash the bag or open the bag. Then I can straighten it up with some precision. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Mm-hmm. Get it straightened up.
Yeah.
Get the water in the bag. Get the water at the bottom. We're done.
Oh, yeah.
I have a plan.
System works.
Yep.
And that's the way that I do it. I just don't like, I've done the drag the tree up and it just doesn't, there's just stuff everywhere and it's everywhere for months.
Mm.
Which is why obviously your wives would like, the women in your life would prefer to not do that.
My wife, who I love dearly, yeah, I think that's part of her concern. Yeah.
My mom has one, was an early adopter of the fake tree. And Hartzell, so if we're talking fake trees, what are they looking at?
I don't know, because I've been very adamant about not getting a fake tree, and now
it needs to be a good one.
I'm sure it will.
It's gotta be worth it.
I'm sure it will be.
A fake tree can be really nice and pretty. My wife's done a great job with our fake tree.
Yes,
but that tree was expensive.
Does she have the individual limbs one?
I think so. I don't really pay attention when she puts it up, I'm gonna be honest.
Sure. No, I get it. It's high dollar.
Paid a lot for that fucking tree.
Like, there are some trees that are like two parts and they come pre-lit and you just like snap them together and you're done.
No, that's not what this is.
Like the fake tree my mom has, and can I just put you on some game, Hartzell?
Sure.
Big Lots.
Okay. Mm. It feels so anti-American. And also, like.
Okay. You want to be pro-America?
Well, look, where do all those Christmas trees come from? Western North Carolina and like South Virginia.
That's a different thing.
Hartzell.
That's a different thing.
You're looking at this all wrong. Okay. What is more American than taking a beautiful, natural symbol of life and nature and making a plastic and steel version of it?
Yeah.
That plugs into the wall.
And you know what? My wife, again, who I love dearly. She's
just described the most American shit ever. That was Captain of fucking America.
I've told her that one of the things I like about the trees is the smell. And she's like, I'll just buy a pine candle.
Yeah, essential oils or some
like
shit.
Like a scented candle.
She's very American.
And I'm like, you know. I mean,
that's mad American, dog.
Midwestern as fuck.
She does buy the poop candles. I mean, she knows that I love a good candle. So I just light a match, brother. I'm losing.
We don't need to do all that. I don't need my shit to smell like vanilla.
I got my own bathroom. Don't go in there.
Yeah.
don't nobody go in there about 35.
Don't nobody go
minutes.
In there for the whole day. It's mine.
Well, you know I got them guts.
And I can't go when y'all are down here anyways.
Oh, you got them bad guts.
Yeah. I had a good morning this morning. I was like, whoa.
Hey, congratulations.
How about that?
Happy for you.
Yeah, I'm happy for myself.
Glad that's getting under control, man. I had a lot of listeners reach out to me about your BMs.
Do you think that's under control? Sounds like I had a good day today?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a better space today. You're not bringing that to the table. There were a couple episodes where it was like every week, dude.
Yeah, it's every week. How about every day for
you
me?
Like, I haven't pooped since our last episode, and it's like, God. Day.
Some people.
How do you think Thanksgiving went for me?
I know
the holiday.
I hope it went well because you're my friend. I'm rooting for you.
No, it doesn't go well.
Back.
Who's home? Calm down. It's okay. Both of them. What can I hear? I'm sitting down. I'm like, okay, this might be the time. Then I just hear like. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, at least walk soft. Hey. You hang on. Let me. Do you know
Calm what my down. It's okay.
No, it's not. Do you know what my wife asked me today? My kid has swim every Wednesday. She goes, hey, where's the swim bag?
Okay.
You guys have all been to my house. You know where my dining room is, correct?
Where's the swim bag, Michael?
Yeah, where's it at?
It was 5 feet away from her.
Uh-huh. Well, was it underneath things?
So no, it was sitting on the floor.
Okay, well, why do you have to get an attitude? Why can't you just tell
me
where
I didn't get an attitude with her. I'm getting an attitude with you.
Calm down. It's okay.
That's fine, man.
Because she puts the swim bag in my chair that I sit at for dinner.
Yeah.
It's a swim bag.
Uh-huh.
It's wet.
Oof. You got that swamp ass.
I pick it up, move it to the other side, and I put it on the ground.
I threw it on the ground.
I literally am like, did you look like in my head, in my mind, my mind, I said, did you even look? Because it's right there. It's a red North Face book bag that I use for swim until she gets her swim bag that my parents are buying her for Christmas.
45 red up in that piece.
It's a red North Face Recon. And I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
I moved it one. If somebody moved something 2 chairs over in your dining room, would you know where it was?
Probably not. I'm gonna be honest.
Would you at least look?
I would look in the spot, and when it wasn't there, I'd be like, "What did she do with it?"
Just for the record, my wife, who I love dearly, it was easy. We got it. No problems. And again, I said this stuff in my head. I don't say it out loud.
Good.
Like I told you.
You can't be letting that stuff out.
No, I can't. Listen, we've already, what is it? We're 2 Christmases ago where I
had a meltdown?
Where I said that Christmas is a holiday for idiots.
That's not how I get down.
And that's the old you.
That's the old me. The new me, I write stuff down, I let it go. I take a note from one of my therapists. Like that was one of a therapist I had in Charlotte. She was Dr. Susan, I believe. She was like, Michael, why don't you just like start journaling and write things down so that you don't say stuff that ultimately is self-sabotaging and damages the people in your life that you care about.
It's good advice.
Yes, it's good. It's good advice. And I am better for it, and it does work. I will say this. I don't know if everyone is into therapy, but like it does help. It's the same as like writing letters to people but not sending them to them. Like, yes. So, oh man, you guys had a big journey into my like therapy, my relationship with therapy, huh? You learned coping skills. So, it works. Therapy works, man. I say try it. But, man,
let's play some voicemails and get the hell out of here.
There we go. Let's go to our good buddy from the 828.
Hey guys, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It's
yes,
your girl
ma'am.
Matt. Wanted to give you guys a shout out
for
some
to the
great
playoffs.
Content lately, and shout out to my partner Spencer for making a great Thanksgiving for us. But I got to tell you guys about some big shrinkage. Okay, So we had the bomb cyclone out here in Seattle a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
50 mile per hour winds. It was actually the week before Thanksgiving. Lost power for a couple days.
Oh no!
When I went to the grocery store to do some pre-Thanksgiving shopping,
please
all of the refrigerated and frozen food was ruined from the power outage.
Yep.
And then it's like some of it was marked off with like caution tape. It was wild. Wondering if you guys have ever experienced that, or if Serbs from his time at the grocery store working had any rules about power loss, food spoiling. Also, coaching discussion. No mention of Pat Summitt. Come on. She'd be at the top of my list. And, of course, even though I hate him, Gino Auriemma, And Dawn Staley, of course, too, on the come up. But keep compiling, you guys, and sneaking in a happy belated birthday, Felder. Go Vols. Let's grow.
Vols in the playoff. Pat Summitt, absolutely.
Yeah, we dropped the ball on that one. Sorry.
Goat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our yeah, bad. Goat. For
Dawn
sure,
Staley, absolutely. Too, though. Gino.
She's coming up on
he's
it.
He's fine. No one likes Gino. Why? Does he suck?
He's just kind of like a super brash person.
Okay.
Like, and does that like he's just am I wrong about that, Hartzell?
No, he is definitely he's cut from a different cloth than everyone else.
Okay, because my take was always he's just not as cool as Pat Summitt. So
Pat Summitt's cool as shit.
Yeah, it seemed easier to just be like, yeah, Lady Vols.
Can I just?
But Dawn Staley, Dawn Staley, like mantle of like current GOAT, perhaps.
Yeah, for sure.
Like best doing it right now. I don't think there's any argument. Like she the one.
Can I just? I'm just gonna go out and say Sylvia Hatchell is. She's orbiting that conversation. Not as good as them. I will say that. I know. But I gotta give some love to Sylvia Hatchell. Like I think she's who made me fall in love with women specifically college basketball even more than Pat Summitt, because I was a UNC guy anyways, and that Marion Jones Charlotte Smith team that won the national championship in like 93-94,
yeah,
that was like this. I like this. And then it was a couple years later the WNBA started. And like this isn't a joke. Like I remember watching the WNBA's like opening game with my grandmother in Fayetteville. Like been a fan, will always be a fan. So yeah, Summitt number one with a bullet. We do have to put REM on the list, but I don't think a lot of people like him.
I like him.
You like him?
Yeah, I like him.
I don't think a lot of people in the sport like him.
That's probably true.
But he's produced, I mean, a couple of our, like, obviously our favorite players, right?
Yeah.
Taurasi. I think what the work that he did with, Elena Deladon is really interesting. Her story, I think, is one of the more fascinating ones in all of college sports, period. Not just women's basketball, not just basketball, but all of college sports, where she was so good in high school. She got burned out. Her, I believe, little brother has Down syndrome. She quit basketball to move closer to him, went to the University of Delaware, actually played volleyball, and then was like, I still love basketball. I want to go back and play. And then she went and played, and obviously, you know, she's in the WNBA. So, yeah, this isn't like a new thing for me. Like, I like women's basketball. And, yes, you're right, Pat Summitt. Oh, my gosh. And who was the coach of the Lady Texters? Shoot. Because remember, Louisiana Tech used to freaking ball, dude. Leon Barmore is the coach that led them to 13 conference titles. Regular Damn. Season titles. Regular season, 13 regular season titles.
For How many the conference?
Lady, for the Lady Texters. Two championships in 82 and 88. One, two, three, four national tournament runner-ups. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 Final Fours. From 85 to 2002, a ton of Sweet 16s. Like, yeah, it just, I remember watching like the Lady Texters, and I remember them and Tennessee being some sort of like a rivalry that you didn't expect. So, yeah, we about this life, player. Yeah, so I love it. I dig it. I am obviously, because I went to UNC, because I rooted for UNC before I even went there, Sylvia Hatchell deserves her flowers as well. You know one of the craziest things, though? Look, if you look at a picture of Dean Smith, you look at a picture of Sylvia Hatchell, why do they look like they're related?
Hmm. Great question.
Have you seen them?
I am now.
Do they look related?
Slightly.
Slightly? Okay, break the tie.
Oh, yeah, they look alike. This is, I mean, come on. These are like two very obvious, like, old Southern people. We're all cousins.
The nose.
Like, yeah. They look like everybody's grandparent at the Baptist church.
Yeah, dog. Like, they look like they're related.
Let me just, I didn't even pull it up because I saw, like,
I need to see. You know what Dean Smith looks like already.
I know what he looked, no, but I knew what she looked like too because I had just looked at a picture of her and I just want to make sure that I'm not fooling myself. Dude. Are they not cousins?
Like, I don't think so, but they look like it.
I mean, not all white people like look alike, Felder. I mean, I'll,
well,
I'll
but
that's not, saying, that's not what I said. I would never say either one of them look like John Calipari.
The resemblance waned as they got older, but like Dean Smith, I would say this is early to mid 90s, and Sylvia Hatchell, you know, mid to late 2000s, noughties, like. They look like the same person.
Yeah.
Like Dean Smith inhabited was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. They got to be cousins or something. Do we know this?
I don't know if there's anything about that.
Dude, hang on. I'm just finding pictures that just back it up more. And so this picture of her.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like they,
and I've always put the other one in the dock. Come on!
I always just thought they looked alike, man. And that's not a knock on either one of them.
No, they just look like cousins. They look like family.
Yeah, they look like family. That's all I'm saying. Hartzell, speaking of family, Hartzell, what are your Christmas plans?
I'm going to be here. My wife's birthday is 4 days before Christmas.
Nice.
And Yaya's birthday is a couple days after Christmas.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to Atlanta this weekend for the SEC. I got to go to the beach next weekend for, I don't have to.
Lala.
For Lala's birthday. I'm sorry, I just gave out your age, Mom. Sorry.
We can bleep that. Hang on. Give me a time code.
It's 31, right around an hour. And then, yeah, look, we're going to stay put. We're not going to Atlanta to see my dad for Christmas. We told him he can come up here. Like, we need some time to not go anywhere.
I talked to your mom, by the way.
Yeah, I know. She was like, what did you get Felder for his birthday? And I was like, nothing. And then she made me feel really bad about it.
She made me feel really good.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. I'm 40. Doesn't matter.
Hang on. Pause. Explain this time code thing. Are we doing two separate recordings?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, he downloaded everything.
Then stopped the recording?
Stopped, and then we're... Yes.
I don't understand why you can't give me just a regular time code.
I closed out the clean feed window and reopened it for part two.
Okay. So there's no time code for right now?
Yeah, it's like 31. Part two.
Okay. See, that's not right around an hour.
30 for the first one. Yeah, it's right around an hour. System
I need
works.
To know what the, I just wanted to know what the clock said on clean feed. That System helps works. Me.
31.
That helps me. Because okay. I'm just gonna I'll create two different sessions.
Mm.
Sorry. That was very confusing to me and my head was not gonna let that go.
Well, I can tell you what's confusing to me.
Man, get this Sylvia Hatchell picture out of the dock, dude. I can't go about my business looking like at this. Thank you, God Almighty.
What do you mean? What's the problem?
You posted two huge pictures.
It was a large,
Dean Smith.
High-resolution photo of Sylvia Hatchell.
I don't care.
And Dean Smith.
Hey, Hartzell, why don't you scroll down to page two?
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's a huge one. The Dean Smith one was just staring at me in my face. And I was like,
No.
I've got to get rid of this one.
Scroll down to page two now, you son of a.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Still there. Still looks like you.
Breckenmeyer. Let's go to. You want to talk about, like, mentally, like, what am I supposed to do? These three voicemails from the same number.
Okay.
I think I got them right. I think we start with the Pollock voicemail.
Okay.
404.
Let's see if you get it right.
Let's see.
Hey, y'all don't have to play all three of these, but I just wanted to...
You sent them.
I just wanted to make sure. I did not call to call anyone stupid. I don't think anyone who doesn't know about this stuff is stupid by any means. I don't think the education system, like, ever talks about this stuff, and most people have better things to do than to learn it. That said, I'm in grad school right now at KSU, for museum studies, museum education. Hopefully my goal will be to make all this stuff a little bit more interesting for people walking through the door who didn't spend as much time in a really niche art historical field like I did. I just wanted to say, nobody here is stupid. Y'all all know so much about so many things that are actually more applicable to life. Let's grow. Thanks.
What was the first one?
I was waiting for the butt, and then I thought she was going to dunk on somebody.
So let's play the next one.
Go Owls, by the way. Shout out to Kennesaw State.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. I got really excited hearing all the art talk, honestly. I wanted to say, Felder, you're right in the ballpark. Pollock, what Jackson Pollock did was called action painting. That's like the splatter painting.
Got it.
It's called that because the kind of the point of the art is like the action that he took to make it. So him actually swinging the paint and then the effect that paint has on the canvas is like what he was trying to put out there. And I wanted to say that Warhol and Basquiat definitely were in the same world. Warhol put his name kind of behind Basquiat before he was really respected. And then now he's like the highest selling artist at auction. He sells for like $100 million or something like that. I got really excited listening. Like, you know, I've been listening to football and lawn care and stuff like that. And finally a little bit about stuff that I know. So I got really excited about it. Keep it up, and I love you guys. Let's go.
Hang on, one more.
Hi, yep. It's me again. I knew there was something else I wanted to say, but I couldn't remember, and I had to go back and listen. But I wanted to say, Server, you actually make a really interesting point about Rockwell and Warhol seeming so similar because they're both, you know, showing, like, simple Americana. I think that's honestly a really good link. I think the main difference is that Rockwell is, like, sort of about like ephemeral American like moments, like how Felder was saying, like It's a Wonderful Life, just like these quiet like vignettes. And Warhol was a little bit more interested in like American capitalism and like reproduction. Mm-hmm. That's why he did prints like of Marilyn Monroe just like 1,000 times. He was interested in the Campbell Soup of it all. The reason he was so interested in Campbell Soup was because there had never before been just like factory made soups that every single one's exactly the same, and that was what he was most interested in, and that's kind of what he did with his art, just prints and reproductions of prints. So it is a really interesting link that I think you found there, but they are from different periods looking at America in different times in different ways, so just really interesting. I hope that I haven't bored you, but anyway, thank you for all that y'all do, and let's grow. Thanks.
Look at that. Guys,
that was three great calls.
Yes.
Felder, system kind of works, you know.
I missed one. I got one out of the order.
That's okay. I was very confused by the first one. The first one started to make way more sense after hearing the other two in order.
Yeah. No, I do pay attention, and I do like art. Like, I do...
I'm an artist myself.
I'm not.
Oh, I am. Yeah, well.
What I art mean, do I do?
Media specialist might be a better term for you.
Bro,
but I think you live within the world of creation, Felder. And whenever you're creating, like I do now, and you could shit on me if you want for this. People can think I'm a douche for thinking this, but what we're doing right now is a bit of an art form. We're performing in this podcast. So to say you're not an artist would be very, I suppose, a very pragmatic view of it, but like you're creating a piece of like, we have 200 some episodes of this. Like, I don't know. Television is art. Radio is art. Like, performance in and of itself is art. So therefore, I think you're an artist. It just might not be maybe a traditional definition on stage or screen.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I view myself a lot more akin to someone that, like I obviously I'm not digging ditches every day, but I do. I get up and I know what I have to do and I get it done. And once I check every box, I don't leave my house, but I go home and I make dinner for my family. Like, that's,
I think artists do that too. Nothing about that says you're not an artist though.
I think I'm a box checker. Like, I tell you what, I have longer conversations with my Orkin man about his job than I do with my neighbors who are actually artists and get paid to do it.
I don't think being an artist means you have to aspire to get along with, hang with, be around other artists.
Okay, well, that's a good point then. I just am like, when my Orkin man hits here, bang, we good. He and I talk. Yeah. I also know, I'm like, I can't slow you down. You got to hit your spots. And he also knows I can't slow you down. I know you got to do a show. He knows what my job is. He's like, I know you got a show coming up. I was like, yep. And it's just it's tight.
That's Tim for me. But I'm the same way with Tim the Bugman, and I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying?
You are an artist, but you do music and you like create. Me, I'm just like,
you're creating, man.
What do I create?
This fucking podcast, all the fucking writing that you do. I mean, come on, man. Like, I understand that there are other titles, but you're within the realm. And I want the listeners to call in and back me up on this. Like, Felder is not an artist.
Please don't, dude. Please don't.
Don't call in then.
I don't want this to be another teacher thing where, like, yeah.
336-448-3607.
And you're doing
it. Felder an artist?
Don't call.
You're doing it again. I already got called JD Vance.
I'm not trying to bully Felder. I'm trying to, like, hope it, like, you're a creative person who's...
Here's what it is.
There's not a very static definition of artist.
Let the artist paint.
Is what I'm trying
Felder,
to
you said you're a digital content creator. Those were your words. So...
Yes, I create digital content. I don't think that makes me an artist. I'm very good at ideation.
That is very disrespectful to a lot of artists.
Yeah, you
they can be... Like, if they identify as artists, I love that for them.
A little bit.
I don't identify with. I'm not putting a blank. No, fuck that. I'm not putting a blanket statement down over anyone that works in digital media content creation is not an artist. I'm not putting a blanket.
Okay, sorry. I overreacted.
That's an overreaction.
We'll delete that.
We should move on from
this conversation.
I think it's important. What I'm saying is I don't. And there was a long time that I did identify myself because I was a writer and because I did identify myself as an artist. And then I realized the goal is to get the ball across the goal line. And all I have to do is get this ball across the goal line. And then but here's the thing, server. Let's talk about it, because I do think it's important. That's when I started talking about football in a very different way. The romanticism was gone. And I started looking at it as a business, looking at it as boxes being checked, which is why I don't care if Alabama goes to the college football playoff. It's also why I don't have a favorite team. I don't have any of that stuff. There is not like a ton of passion's not the right word, because I am passionate about football and I do care about the quality of work that I'm putting out there, and I do care about the specifics of the sport and the changes in the sport. But I do view it a lot more as, this is my job, this is what I do. And a lot less, there's nothing whimsical to this to me anymore. Like, it doesn't exist. It's a lot more of focused on, I want to make sure that I create the best product. I am very good at ideation. Does that count me as an artist? I don't know. Maybe it does in other people's eyes. For me, it's like, no, you just have to come up with five ideas all the time to make sure that you're creating the best product. And I think that's the part where... That's the part we disagree on, and it's okay to disagree.
Yeah, no,
and I'm not putting anybody else down.
No, my disagreement is that everything you are saying is only reinforcing my opinion of what I think of you.
Awesome. And you, and I love that you have that opinion
of that. So it's like, I think we disagree on this, and I think art can be I think art is a struggle. I don't think it's whimsical at all.
Sure.
I think it's a struggle. I think it is a lot about passion and being passionate about things. I think a lot of times it's about looking at things for exactly what they are, and checking boxes. I don't know. Like I said, I disagree because of the things you are saying in your defense. I'm like, yep.
That's an artist.
Artist.
Yeah. So it's cool. I get it. But I also think it, for me, it helps me to not think of it that way, so that I can go out and make sure that I get all these things done. Like, I know what I have today. And today we have a 130, correct, Steven?
I see pride. I see power.
Oh, I do see a badass mother. Badass
mother who don't take no crap off of nobody. It's a terrible Jamaican impression, but you get the idea. Cool, Rob.
Yeah, but I do.
Hank's thing.
God.
I do see, but here's the thing, Hartzell. I do see all those things in myself.
I do too.
I mean, I'm the person that called a major network and said, hey, man, we got to cut this showtime down. It's not going to work. And they were like, they acquiesced. So, yeah, I do see that. But what I'm saying is, it helps me when I get out of bed every morning. And I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. I wake up every morning at like between 5:15 and 5:30. Okay. If I have to pee really bad, I get up and go to bed, and then I try to lay in there until 6:15. At 6:13, my alarm goes off. I get out of bed. Okay, what's next? As soon as my feet touch the ground, it's go time. Breakfast for my kid, lunch for my kid, put the book bag in. Like, I am, like, I'm just looking at it as like a process of things that I have to do. We've got to do the podcast. Like, not this podcast. Like, I love doing this show, but I have to do my podcast. I have to make sure I have somebody booked for this. I have to make sure I have this something done. I have to make sure I have get this done. And that, to me, that's what I have to do. And I think the way that I view it now has made me better at it than before, when I thought that what I was doing was special. I think that's the most succinct way to put it.
Hmm.
You have a list for SEC championship, right?
I got a lot of lists, buddy.
Yeah. So I'm looking at a life of lists. And like, that's, to me, that's why I don't, I guess that's what, why I would, and I appreciate Cerber saying that I am an artist. I just am like looking at it, and I'm like, I am looking at a guy, I know I have to do this. I know I have to do this. I know I have to do this. Like, you're talking to someone that when we took that quick break, that people will never... Why do you keep referencing the break, by the way?
That's not how it gets down.
Did I reference the break?
The two sessions thing?
Yeah, I was going to cut all that out when I said pause. We'll leave this in, though, and we can just leave the other thing in now, too.
I got dinner started. We're having my wife and kid are going to split a baked sweet potato. I'm going to have a normal one because I don't like sweet potato. And
same, dude.
Yeah. You don't like sweet potatoes?
I do not. In fact, the other night I went out for date night and I ordered my meal, and the guy was like, what about your side? And I was like, what do you think? And he was like, I really love the sweet potatoes. And I was like, I'll just get the waffle fries.
Cerber?
Huh?
Do you like sweet potato fries?
No, it's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, my wife and kid love them.
Yeah, we'll throw a sweet potato in the microwave and just eat it raw, like an apple.
It's not raw, it's in the microwave.
I know, but it's just like, I can't.
No, I'm don't not like seeing sweet potatoes unless they're turned into candy.
Yeah.
Like a sweet potato casserole.
No, yeah. They are going to have a baked sweet, like a real baked sweet potato too, because I don't have a microwave anyways. So they're going to have a real baked sweet potato. I'm going to drizzle a little bit of honey on there. I've got this like savory whipped cream that I'll put in there. And they're going to have that for dinner with some roasted pork loin. And a salad. Got to get that salad.
I mean, I would have been just as happy with some tendies.
No. It's Thursday. Thursday we have to eat healthy. Friday, we go Friday. But Thursday, we got to eat somewhat healthy.
Okay.
Lame.
We had pizza last night.
Hell yeah.
We can't. Thursday is a day where we have
burgers tonight.
Burgers on Friday.
We're going to die at some point anyway.
Yeah, I know.
No one will remember who we were in 50 years.
Oh, absolutely not. In 50 years?
That's what I think. I'm going to be. After you die,
you're going to be 90?
No, I'm saying like after you die, 50 years later, no one even remembers who you are. You're just like on a website somewhere when someone's doing their genealogy.
Yeah. Now my kids, her whole ancestry or 23andMe is going to be all fucked up, huh? She's going to be like, I'm from Georgia? What? I thought I was from Charlotte. All right, let's go 412, Emily.
That's such a quick trigger, man.
Hi, Hand in the Dirt. This is Emily. I heard it was okay to call back. I wanted to let you know how my Thanksgiving was.
Yes.
My sister was in town from Atlanta.
Cool.
My brother and my two nephews. I had a good time. I made cranberry and the mold and stuffing. And I doubled the recipe, so we had extra.
Nice.
Does anyone have any tips on gravy?
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed also watching the Michigan-Penn State game. And I am looking forward to watching Penn State in the Big Ten Championship. Let's grow.
Let's grow. We want to talk gravy tips?
Yeah, you tell. Come on. Let us know, Felder, because you're the man. You're the gravy man.
So, well, here's the thing. I got a
you're
gravy
the captain of the gravy boat.
Yo, shout out to Sausage Season, our buddy JB Fields' Substack, because he said he doesn't make a roux for his gravy anymore. He reduces his stock down so much that he just uses the stock for the gravy.
Oh,
that's wild,
baby.
So here's what I'm gonna say. I am still a roux guy.
Why are you laughing, Hartzell?
You're funny, man.
But here's what
funny
I do.
How?
Funny like a clown.
Like I'm here to amuse you. Tell us, Felder, what do you do?
I'm a giblet gravy guy on Thanksgiving.
Uh huh.
Do you guys like giblet gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm good with it.
That's the difference. You said I'm good with it. Do you like it?
I don't like chunky gravy.
It's not. How would it be chunky?
It's not chunky.
Sometimes it's not fine enough. You know, like the
you gotta mince that stuff.
I understand. Okay, you asked a question. I like a smooth gravy.
So, giblet gravy. I stand giblet gravy.
Like you're not emulsifying that bish.
You can.
I'd be okay with that. I'd prefer if you did.
If you threw it in the blender.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that. It's about the flavor. It's not about the texture.
It's about both.
For some people.
I do a hard mince with a wipe. Like the way that you mince garlic and then do the hard wipe on the cutting board and then cut it back and then hard wipe again.
Yeah.
That's what I do for the giblets. So they are smooth. I roast them first, then cut them up, then hard, smooth move, throw them in the gravy, or throw them in the pan, let those things start to sizzle, pop, bang, bang, bang. I take the grease from the fried turkeys. That's what goes in there. I put that in there. So now we got giblets with gravy, or with grease that's already had 2-3 turkeys in it. Seasoned grease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I go with my stock, my homemade stock. Work it, work it, work it, and I let that cook down. You get that good brown color, you get everything you're looking for, you get the flavor you want, the same flavor that's in your stuffing or dressing, the same flavor that for me is in my like mashed potatoes, same flavor that's in my collard, say all that same flavor is in that gravy. Brrrat. Salt and pepper, obviously. I put a little bit of adobo in there too. I just knock it out. Make it as loose or as thick as you want, depending on how much stock you put in there. And don't be afraid to put, whether it's a little bit of beer, a little bit of whiskey in there, too.
Love that.
Yeah.
Solid recipe. Solid recipe.
Okay.
Not your cup of tea, though, apparently.
Listen, I was asked a question about how I like my gravy.
I think you would like this.
Okay. I'm just saying, when it comes to chunky gravy or gravy that's got large globs in it.
That's not how it gets down.
Thank you, Papa Felder.
I don't think he globs. So you're saying
insane.
That
that's insulting.
You're saying that Felder doesn't know how to make gravy.
I'm not
period.
Saying any of that.
Giblet. So
maybe
giblets aren't globs.
Who
though.
Make gravy at giblets my house or at globs, my meals though. Don't know how to be making this.
Yeah, I don't think they do. If that's what you're getting.
Let's expand the gravy world right to like shrimp and grits. You don't like the like. The peppers and the onions and the like, you don't like all that in the gravy, like the what is it, etouffee or whatever you call it when you put it on there.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I love that. You don't like the sauce on shrimp and grits?
Nah, I don't really like shrimp and grits. I love grits.
I love grits too.
Not a huge shrimp guy, to be honest. We've been over this. You love?
Yeah, we've been over. Yeah, but you don't like shrimp. Yeah, that's right. I
don't really love shrimp.
We had shrimp and grits.
Give me some crabs.
We had shrimp and grits this week.
Why are you laughing, Hartzell?
You're a funny guy. Man.
Why are you just, always laughing at me? One of these days, you're going to die laughing.
It's just funny.
Why is everybody always
picking on
me?
The way you tell the story, it's funny.
All right, we got one last voicemail, and then we're out of here because I got to go. I got to get a move on, put this mile in before we do our show.
Yeah, I'd like to. I would also like to exercise. So what's the last voicemail of the day here? 423? No.
423.
Yeah, 423. Man, you made me doubt myself, man. God dang.
Howdy, gentlemen. Joshy B in 423. On the road again, drive. Reporting live from northbound Interstate 59. Passing through somewhere called Olegee, Mississippi. I don't know. We are approximately halfway through our 7-hour sojourn back to Chattanooga, where I started at 3:30 a.m. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, down to Hammond, Louisiana, and then back up again, which is just over 1,000 miles in one day, stopping to use the bathroom and get food for the kids, but not for me. I just drive and, you know, eat some crackers or whatever. But
we did this one.
Anyway, something I thought of, I left you guys a voicemail a couple months ago that didn't get read on the show.
Yeah, we played this last week.
The system works, but it didn't work then.
Joshy B, enjoy your extra,
you know why?
Your extra pod time. Call
Joshy
back.
B. God,
we're leaving all that in.
I didn't swipe his off. That's why. That's on me.
See.
The system does work, though.
That's operator error.
Yeah, that's. But you know what?
Wait. Operator error.
That's on Felder.
Okay, just needed to
it's
clarify that.
It's also on you
Peacock.
For not recognizing that you already had that. It was loud, too.
We don't
pre-treat these voicemails before we... You don't go in, normalize, do a little bit?
Nope.
Just a little bit?
Nope.
Guess
why
what?
Why not?
Steven?
Yes, Michael?
Check your email.
Oh, God, dude.
You got one more voicemail.
One more.
You got one more.
What am I
killing me, dude?
How am I killing you?
Dude.
I keep hitting inbox and nothing is coming through.
You sound like one of your boys right now. You're killing me.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like the kid from Independence Day that's like, I don't know, dad.
Dad, I don't know, dad. Dude, it's there. Check your email, Hartzell.
Dad, is this a good idea, dad?
It just showed up. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
God damn it.
Oh, by the way, today, I've got it. Oh, you know what? I think I'm just going to walk up and down my street today.
All right, here's the voicemail.
Hey, boys, just calling back. Can confirm that the beach for Thanksgiving was elite.
A banger.
Had a slight snafu, was going to go to Carolina Beach. But Monday of Thanksgiving week, the Airbnb we were renting called and said there was a leak and water damage. Canceled our reservation. So we ended up in Topsail, and it was glorious. There was nobody on the beach.
Topsail's great.
Was just us.
That's my spot.
You know, bouncing, wow, wow. Along with really good food, really good relaxing. The Airbnb didn't have a TV, which was incredible. but I did have my iPad, so I was able to watch some football here and there, but also just completely unplug and not talk to family or anyone for a few days. Highly, highly recommend it. Get a chance to go to the beach in the fall. It rules.
Have
a wonderful holiday season, and let's grow.
Yes. There we go. Yes. Yes. I'm here to rep Topsail Island as the spot. Please don't go there. Get off my fucking island. Except for this guy. You're welcome.
Dude.
That place fucking rules. Topsail rules.
Topsail rules. I'll never forget. I'll tell you what rules is Figure Eight Island.
Dude, the Figure Eight. That's right there. That's all together there, man.
Dude,
Shout out to Outer Banks. You got to watch that show, Felder. Come on, man.
That's trash, dude. That's
fuck you, Hartzell. Keep your mouth shut.
No one
was talking to you, Steven.
I don't watch television.
So non-believable.
It's not television. It's a Netflix original series.
It is not believable. And why is everybody so sweaty on that show?
Because they're hot, dude. Everyone's so damn hot, dude. They're all so hot. You kidding me?
I don't watch television.
Felder. Fuck you, Hartzell.
To clarify, I watched the show because my wife was watching the show.
Of course you did. And I want to be near her. Everyone's so damn hot.
But that show is...
That's like me saying I watch The Voice.
God, that show is bad. I don't watch The Voice because my wife doesn't watch The Voice.
My wife watches The Voice.
The Voice and Outer Banks are not the same. It is fucking awesome. It's filmed at the Outer Banks and in Charleston.
Yes.
It's all types of North Carolina coded shit. The rich people live on Figure Eight Island, Felder.
Yeah,
and the poor people live on the cut, and it is real as fuck. And I'm sorry, Hartzell, that you don't respect my OBX culture.
Dude,
Salt Life, figure baby.
Eight. Do you even Salt Life, bro?
Dude, Figure Eight. I went there with a teammate 1 year.
So rich.
And it was, yeah, their family's house. We went there, and I was like, he was like, yeah, just get whatever beer you want. Who cares? I was like, do I need to buy any? He's like, no, my dad will just get more beer.
My dad owns the dealership.
I was like, this is wild.
Wild.
But it was great. We had a great time. Super fun. I still talk to my boy Rob to this day. Like, it's wild.
Rob.
My wife's engagement ring is supposed to be here today.
Engagement ring?
Congratulations, you're talking about
the halo that goes, what does it go on?
Yeah, got it. Is she going to listen to the show before it...
She don't listen to this show.
She doesn't listen to the show at all.
Okay, well, just
calm down. It's okay.
Relax, man.
She don't listen to this show. That's not how she gets down.
That's not how it gets down.
Yeah. So I realized, and I was getting ready to go out for a walk to do a mile, and I'm going to look like a psycho.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because I have to be.
That's unfortunate. You haven't given that impression to anyone in your neighborhood yet.
I don't think I've given it. Hey, timeout.
Boom,
I don't think I've given that impression to anyone in my neighborhood.
You don't think people in your neighborhood think you're a psycho as you scream at yourself running down the street?
Here comes the guy, honey. Honey, look, here he comes.
I have to promise you, Felder, there's some people in your neighborhood who think you're a psycho.
I only do that when I sprint down one small street. And Maureen loves
people on
loves
that small street think you're crazy.
Bro,
there's only one house on that street.
They know. Mm-hmm. They know.
No. Maureen is the only person that Maureen, and I guess Kate too, who's on the other side of the street.
Listen, but Kate and Mo love you, but they also think you're psychotic.
Maureen is keeping you close for their own safety. I do all of her mail situation. Because she goes to the beach like once a month. She's like, yo, you are awesome. I love this.
Nice.
So, no, I don't think anybody thinks I'm a freak in my neighborhood.
I didn't say freak. I said psycho.
I'm a little.
I mean.
You're a little. What's
I'm
that?
Not That's a creep. Like I'm not. No, I don't think anyone thinks I'm a creep in the neighborhood either. So, what I have to do
not
is I'm going to.
Not a creep assist in the house, Bob.
Although today I am gonna have to, I have to walk a mile where my house is in eye shot, so I don't miss this delivery.
Yeah.
And I have to. I want this delivery to happen. before my wife and kid get home. Mm-hmm. So I can hide this thing. Because I asked her last night, all right, let's get out and do some real shit. I asked her last night, what day would she like to get the ring? She was like, I don't think you should be asking me that. I think maybe it's like around our anniversary or like on our anniversary or like when we're at dinner, like whatever, like, you know, whenever you want to give it to me. And I'm like,
as she gives you the answer of when.
Yeah.
You now know does, on your anniversary or dinner. Sounds good.
She wants it to be right? a surprise. She wants to be surprised by it.
Maybe before dinner then. She didn't say that.
I don't know, man. So it doesn't matter. I just need to make sure I don't miss the delivery. The last thing I want is to look at a tag.
The day before the anniversary. And that's how you introduce the anniversaries.
And we're going to be together until forever.
Brown chicken brown cow.
Forever.
Forever.
So I'm going to... I got to figure out how far I can see my house from. Because if I have to, like, run back home and be like, no, 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 don't leave, don't leave, don't leave, don't leave.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is insane. Did you just get this email, Hartzell? The teleconference email?
I don't need the teleconference. Don't need it. I don't need the
Sunday, Sunday at 3:30.
Pass. Our boy Roddy is going to be in studio all day Sunday after the rankings come out. 8-hour show.
Yeah, I know.
While everyone's watching the NFL?
I mean, I'm not here to disrespect Roddy. I'm just, you know.
I'm not here to disrespect Roddy. I'm here to disrespect the process of how we do this.
I don't think this should be a Sunday thing. I've voiced that take, and, you know, people tell me what they always tell me, which is, Hartzell, why don't you go fuck yourself? Nobody cares what you think about any of this stuff. But you, nobody see, talks about conference championship games. They just want the result so that they can finalize the field.
Yeah. You
know, no one cares about like what Texas and Georgia actually looked like in part two of what could be a 3-part series this year.
Yeah.
But again, I'll
hope
just
it is.
I'll just I mean,
Tulane Army.
Yeah, great game.
Tulane Army. Like Tulane Army with UNLV, Boise State. I guess UNLV would be the team still, right?
What suck? Yes, win. They would be. Yeah.
100%.
Because that Army win for Tulane is not going to boost them over top of a UNLV team that just beat a top
would 10, have if they hadn't shit the bed against Memphis, potentially. But
well, that's the problem.
Well, Memphis should also be kicking themselves as well. Sure. They'd also be in a really different position.
This is
one game.
Yeah.
I think SMU's going to get that ass. I think Penn State's going to get wore the fuck out.
I do too. I'd love to hear Dan Lanning's pregame. And we will. The Wisconsin thing still stands out to me as like a masterful use of motivation.
I got a guy. You want a locker room recording? I got a guy. Say less, bro. I'll get you one. Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I got a guy. Say less.
Okay. Yeah.
He'll get it to you like minutes after it happened.
I mean, yeah. What time's the game kick? 8 o'clock on Saturday night. I'll have it in your inbox by 7:45 Eastern, bro.
Spencer brought this up on Fullcast. I hate that the Mountain West game is on Friday night and not the end of conference championship week. How awesome would it be if that and Felder, you don't have to participate because this sucks for you, but I think it would be awesome if that game kicked at 9 or 10, and then after those other two games, the Big Ten and the ACC ended, we were just sitting on that waiting to find out the final spot in the playoff.
I'm pretty pumped with how it is.
I know, because it ends a little earlier for you. I'm going to be up till 1 anyway. You know, and so me as a fan would love to be able to break away from ACC Big Ten when that ends and go see what's happening. And
there we got,
know, it, I got a pretty meaningful win, you know, wild card game.
My kids got Bryce's birthday party on Saturday.
I know. Listen, this is me selfishly.
Look, I'm not going to it, but
I don't want to watch college football on Friday night.
Yeah, I get it.
They got a little Bryce's birthday party on Saturday. I'll be home.
Yeah.
Working. My the only reason that my kid is going to Bryce's party is because his older sister is Savannah's best friend.
Tight.
So that kid, I don't know. Have you gotten into this, Hartzell? Because you have two boys. Do they have the same friends?
They have friends who have older brothers or younger brothers accordingly, and yes.
So when you do a birthday party.
Yep, siblings.
Siblings. You bring those siblings because the older kid or the younger kid needs somebody to hang out with, right?
Yeah, a little buddy.
Yeah, that's what she's going to be, a little buddy. So I am going to look like a lunatic today.
Folks, that's the show. Rate, review, and subscribe. I mean, we crushed it today, boys. We really did. And
by the way, make sure you check out hitthepodshop.etsy.com. Get your koozies. We're still on that BOGO. Hey, if you got a listener or you want to turn someone into a listener, get them a koozie. Peace. Let's grow.